Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? What's up, y'all? This is your boy, Rodney Perry, and this is Rodney Perry Live. We are truly live today, broadcasting from Connecticut School of Broadcasting. This is our very first inaugural show with live people. Now, when y'all been listening to me in the future, in the past, you've been listening to me, I've been in my drawers, in my basement, doing my show. Today, I am fully dressed. I'm looking fly. And not only that, I got my guests sitting here right here with me as well. So I can't wait to get to the show today. A lot of great things. Go to RodneyPerry.com for all my updates, all of the fly shows and whatnot that's going on. Now, coming up this week, I'll be in Sacramento, California, and we're going to be getting in at Tommy T's, myself, Ryan Evans. It's the Rodney Perry Experience, Sacramento, California. But without further ado, it's time to get this show quick, fast, underway. I got two incredible guests today. Of course, all y'all know I'm a comedian. I'm one of them dudes, you know, when it comes to slang these jokes. And my peers are some of the funniest cats in the game. My first guest, me and this dude probably spend more time together than we should. We watch football, you know. He's just one of my guys, probably for 15 or so years now in the comedy game. We remember when Cat Williams, nobody knew who he was, nobody knew who we were, and now he is currently a guy that's been featured in great films. You can hear his words daily on The View as he assists Sherry Shepherd in getting her words out to the world. And just a fabulous comedian, Mr. Bone Hampton is in the house today.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up?
Rodney Perry, Rodney Perry.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Thanks for coming in. And my next guest, I had opportunity to meet this guy many years ago, but we really became friends over the past like 5 years. Yeah. Where we worked on the Monique show together. Yeah. You've seen him on there from Charlotte, hailing from the Charlotte area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
One of them guys, funny as hell. If you've ever been on seen the Monique show on tour, you've seen this guy perform. Knockdown funny comedian, Mr. Tone X. What's up, X?
What's going on? Peace and blessings, beautiful people. It is your uncle's favorite uncle in a much better suit, you understand.
I see you getting your suit game together.
I mean, you know, Rodney, I'm just grown with it. You know, this is my Walmart look right here.
And I can't even get this show going without shouting out the man on the board, Reese. What's up, Reese?
What's good, peoples?
Reese, I don't like the fact that your mic sound better than mine.
I'm sorry, man. That's just how it is.
That's
how it is.
I mean,
you
just gonna throw out an apology. I mean,
hey.
We let me know. He knew in the beginning his was gonna be better.
I did.
But
I did. Next week.
He wasn't caught off guard when you said it. He had his apology already prepared.
Hey, right. It's for the ladies.
Is it something we can do? Because I feel a little echoey in mine.
You feel a little echoey?
Yeah.
Try turning that down.
Turn it down. Turn it down.
Mine sounds wonderful. Mine sounds wonderful.
Wonderful.
Check one, two, check.
Perfect volume, perfect pitch.
I can hear myself, but and you sound great. Say something, Matt.
Perfect volume, perfect
you
pitch.
You sound great. Say something.
What up, what up, what up?
I feel like I'm getting the room, too. In his mic. And mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh? Try the headphones. I sound okay to you?
Yeah, you sound good to me.
Let's see what's happening.
Bullshit headphones.
Let's see what's happening here.
We're getting it together right now.
Hold on.
Don't break young guru's headphones in here.
Don't do that.
We got Jay-Z's engineer on our show.
Man, check one, two,
and
check.
And then I don't need to hear.
Yeah. I mean, it still feel echoey to me.
Still feel echoey.
Yeah.
Echoey.
Let me have that.
Okay. All right.
Check one, two.
All right.
Yeah, this is live, so you never know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, you know, this one, we got to this filler space right now. This one, we'll be going, fish don't burn in the kitchen. Please don't burn on the grill. There's a whole
lot of right here. Just to get right, up that hill. Moving on up to the east side. To a,
that's black fella right there.
Yeah, you like
that's black
you
fella.
You like that?
When I was on the white show, we'd be going. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. But that ain't what kind of show this is.
It's not.
Let's do
this
that.
This is
keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
A temporary layoff.
Good job. Easy kind of rip off.
Wait a minute. Easy.
Mike,
what kind of rip off?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
in the world?
Yeah. That is the okay. remix.
How you feel?
You ain't heard the remix?
Yeah, I like that.
No.
How you feel?
Kirk Franklin remix.
Okay.
Right.
Kirk
Franklin.
You must
really
have.
How they sound.
None of the cast know it.
Check.
I'm turning it down.
None of the cast know it.
The level is crazy.
Okay. JJ was like, "What are they saying?"
Maybe that's what it is. Now I don't hear myself. Maybe I'm deaf.
I'm running out of show tunes.
Right. Check.
Be straight hip hop.
All right. Yeah, that's okay. Is that hot? Is that real
you
hot?
You good?
Let's
that
rock.
Sound good.
Yeah. Let's rock. All right. Let's go.
Hotel right. Motel.
All right, y'all. We back. What up, y'all? We back. This is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. I'm sitting here with fabulous comedians, my man Tone X, my man Bone Hampton. You can check both of them out online. Bone, what's your web addresses?
BoneHampton.com. That's BoneHampton.com. And I need you to make sure you put Hampton at the end of my name, Bone, to make sure you go to the right website.
You open up all them little X, triple X joints.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to be in a lot of trouble if you go to bone.com. That's a whole different website.
Yeah. I've never been to that site. Tone X, you're at Tone X Comedy on Twitter.
Yes.
You're at Bone Hampton on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
X, what's your website, though?
You can go to Y2MGMT, which is Y Square Management, and
right.
you can find out everything about Tone X.
Now you know when I start thinking about you guys coming on the guest, first of all, y'all knock down funny. I respect both of y'all comedically more than you even know. But when I start thinking of comedy, there are a lot of different realms of comedy, and you guys are both respectively spiritual men.
Hmm.
So okay. What other way to the anoint the inauguration of Rodney Perry Live?
Live.
Yeah.
That then to have a couple of great spiritual brothers on. I want to put this out to you, Bone.
Talk to me.
You dabble in the gospel world of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
How do you maintain your funny in a world that's not always recognized as having funny guys or funny girls?
Well, you know, like you said, we started in the trenches. Me, Rodney Perry, and some other comics you may know. We started at places like Fifth Street Dick's. Rodney was the only person that kept his real name, Rodney Perry. Cat Williams was Cat in a Hat.
Yeah, he was.
My name was Comedian Bone. I guess Rodney Credit was good at that time. He wasn't worried about people looking for him.
He wasn't scared.
But me and Cat in a Hat, we was like, we didn't need Discover coming down to Fifth Street Dick talking about, I found you.
Right.
This new building. Okay. So I started doing comedy with other comics. So my faith is inside me. So I don't need to go overboard to express my faith because that's just who I am. What I have to do is go overboard in learning how to do the craft of comedy with the best of them. Mm-hmm. Because comedy is the monster by itself. I look at comedy the same way I look at music. If you could sing, you could sing. Now, what you choose to sing, that's your choice. Because mm-hmm. Yolanda Adams is just as respected as the other great singers that sing R&B. They look at Yolanda and say, girl, you can blow. You just choose to sing those kind of songs. And that's the way I always want comics to look at me.
And Yolanda might be equally as nasty behind closed doors.
I mean,
you can't say that.
I can't say that.
You don't want to get into that?
No, I'm trying to get back on her radio show next week. She's going to be like, I heard you talking with Rodney.
Over there with Rodney.
Talking
his
about
little nasty stuff.
I expect that kind of stuff from Rodney, but Bone, you supposed to be on my side defending my name. I got you, yo.
nice.
So that's the way I look at it. It's like you learn to be funny, and then what you choose to be funny about, that's your choice. But if you know the game of comedy, it works all over. And for me, when I go into a regular comedy club and I'm going to do some of my Christian jokes, I need to make sure I'm speaking a language that everybody can speak. I can't be going all specific, all deep off into the Bible, because they're looking at me like, dog, I don't know what you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm so glad you said specific. I'm so sick of black folks saying specific. That gets on my damn nerve. I'm going to be honest, man. That's one of my big pet peeves. Tone X Bone is of the Christian persuasion. And I happen to know that the X in your name is not for not. You are a Muslim.
Don't say it like that. You sound like the black woman on Malcolm X. And she said, so what you going to do? Say a speech. So Muslims only help other Muslims.
But wait, hey. How is your being a Muslim affected your journey as a comedian?
First of all, my wife won't stay 85% covered.
And she won't do it.
She won't do it. That's messing me up. That's messing me up all inside the mosque.
I don't think I've ever seen your wife covered up. I mean, well,
I don't know if I feel comfortable with that remark.
I mean, what am I in the
You know how they have their faces covered.
You about to get the minister on the phone. I'm about to surround this building with about 30 brothers bow ties right now.
It's going to be bow tied up in
bow-tied
there.
Bow tied up in there.
That's not too bow-tied. Much power for one man
for
to
one
have.
Man to have. This is going to say, look at the blinds, Rodney. Look at the blinds. You know what it is, man. You know, the Muslim name, Rodney, that carries so much weight.
Yeah.
In this country. You have to be careful with how you throw that around.
Okay.
So, for the most part, it's like knowing some information that's great information, but you just don't give it to everybody.
Okay.
Because everybody don't appreciate it. So it's just like in the same realm as what Bone said. You know, I'm not worried about being the best Muslim. You know, Bone's not worried about being the best Christian. That comes into play with our walk. And we're trying to be the best comedians we can be. Now, after the show, if you want to get a bean pie, by all means, come
good.
See me.
You
I got
you
them $3 a slice, or you can get the whole one for 10. Save yourself
the whole pie.
Save yourself.
I like the way you deal.
Now, one of the main reasons I enjoy both of you guys' comedy is because y'all never judge the audience. And when I say never judge the audience, you don't say I'm this, you got to be this in order to join my comedy.
Right.
Is that something that's deliberate? I'll ask you first, Tone X, then you can go.
Come on, what you got, dog?
You know, traveling on the road with the kings of comedy, Steve and Bernie and DL and Cedric the Entertainer, I had the chance to learn so much from those guys. And I remember Steve Harvey telling me, do what the crowd gives you, but make them love you. And he was like, if you do material that everybody in the room can relate to, you really won't have a problem trying to be funny. And then I remember Miss Monique always saying, Tone, you know, the funniest material is the truth. You know, and we stay in the no judgment zone. So I took all of those bits and pieces of advice and just put it together. And I really try to look at my audience as an intelligent audience. I don't try to say, well, they're not going to get this. They're not going to get this angle. I'm always screaming grown man comedy. If I'm at a college, I don't say, well, they too young. They're not going to get what I'm doing.
I just don't go to colleges.
You know, well, that's,
I don't go to college
because you still owe student loans.
Hey, they really.
Okay, that's a whole different.
They are looking for me. Okay. They looking for me.
You still owe money, Rodney. That's why you don't go.
Bone, what's your take on that?
You know, one of the reasons that I never judge my audience is because I know how flawed I am, and you never know when somebody that really know your flaws is sitting on the eighth row.
Let them use you.
You never know when somebody can stand up.
Wait a minute, Bo. What about me the other night?
One of them skeletons in your closet that snuck out.
Hoo-ha! Hoo-ha!
And now you up there, now you done messed around and got all goody-goody on them, on your soapbox,
right,
and saying, you out here living foul, trying to get you something. Wait a minute, Bernard. I'm like, who done called
who
me?
Who called your name?
Bernard.
Up in here. Like, don't act like you don't know me from 95. I'm like, you know what? I'm a different creature in Christ since 95. So that's the main thing, is that I know my flaws. I know who I am. And it's like, I don't have any right to look like I'm better than y'all because I chose a profession that puts Christian at the beginning of my title. That's just something I chose to do. And let me just say this. Really, the reason I say I'm a Christian comic is so grown old black folks know that I'm a clean comic. That's really the main reason.
Oh, really?
Why? Does that mean you're clean?
The word clean is tainted. Like, people don't trust the word clean no more. They're like, he's a clean comic. Well, grandma's clean comic don't include the word damn, ass, and hell.
Oh, I just heard a Christian comic use all of them.
Yeah, he was naked at the time.
I mean, he used all of them from the pulpit. I was like, he bold?
Nice with it, though.
Bold.
So that's really the reason that I do it. You know, let them know I'm going to say Jesus every now and then, but I don't do it to be like I'm finna be a minister. We finna have an altar call and an offering. I do it just so people can know, like, I'm truly going to be clean. I'm not going to try to slip something in on you.
All right, let's do this. Let's talk names. Because I'm sitting here with two guys with names. Tone X, which I know that is not your name, but you know, I know that's also a spiritual move. Bone Hampton, I know that is not your name.
Mine is for bill collectors.
So
that sounds like an old porno name.
So as you chose your name, or did your name choose you? Give me that story. Bone, you go. What is your real name, if you could say?
My real name,
how did you come up with it?
It's Bernard Fitzgerald Hampton, and my friends used to call me Hambone.
Fitzgerald.
Then Tony, get off the floor. It ain't that funny. It ain't that funny, Tony. Tony's gonna laugh at my real name. Okay, Bernard Fitzgerald Hampton. My friends used to call me Hambone. Then they just got lazy and called me Bone. So when I decided to get into comedy, I thought it'd be funnier if I went by Bone Hampton, you know, coming to the stage, Bone Hampton. It sounded like he going to bring it. Can you imagine? Coming to the stage, Bernard Fitzgerald Hampton. He got puppets.
Stupid.
I know he got puppets. Bernard Fitzgerald, he probably got sock puppets, too.
But now, this is what I give y'all in reference to Rodney Perry. The reason I always kept my name, and I'm going to be honest, I don't think I ever told y'all this, I was almost Rodney the Entertainer.
Wait a minute.
I swear to God.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
because I hadn't heard of Cedric at this point in my career, and I was like, man, I'm entertaining. I'm doing more than comedy, you know, and that was going to be my name. And the day I came up with that, I turned on Comic View, and Cedric the Entertainer was on there, and I was like, wow. So there goes that idea.
Your description on. So just as Cedric the Entertainer, my AOL, one of the original name was Bone the Comedian.
Okay.
But if you don't know what I'm doing, it says
you bone and comedian.
But it was worse. I was a substitute teacher.
So Vanessa Fraction called you.
So I was.
I heard you bone and comedian.
That wasn't on me. That was right. So I used to be a substitute teacher, so I always mentored young boys. So it said, Bone the Comedian, my job is teaching little boys how to be men.
Wow, really?
Let me tell you, when I got blowed up on AOL, you dirty, nasty, disgusting human being, I'm like, what is wrong with y'all?
Like, is that Chris Hansen?
Is that Bone Sandusky?
No, that was one reason. Bone Sandusky.
X,
I'm still with
that.
That's his Twitter name.
Give me your name, man. I know your real name. Can you give it to the world?
Anthony, man.
Anthony Tonex Belser.
Belser. My mom called me Tony.
Mr. Tony Belser.
So I didn't want to be Tony. I wanted to be Tone because Tone just sounded cool to me when you break off that Y. Tone.
Right.
And the X was, originally the X was, of course, my close affiliation with Islam. And I was really studying Malcolm at the time. And I loved his skills, his speaking skills, and his command of the King's English. It floored me. But the more I got into comedy, like I said, it's hard to release that name to the people without them frowning their face up. So I took it the arithmetic version. I said X in any equation is an unknown variable.
Mm.
So you never know what you get when you come to a Tone X show.
I love that. That's kind
of like
high.
That?
I like that, X. You even thought about that.
I took my time with that one, Rod. I ain't just throw that out there to see if it will stick. I put some time and energy into that. I ain't just thinking of that on the way over here.
Now, Tone, your name, since we're talking names, gets constantly mixed up with the gospel singer, Tone A.
Yes.
wait a minute. What's that?
I forgot. Bone.
Y'all gonna throw all my friends.
Bone, good friends.
Well,
with
first
Tone.
Of all,
completely back up under the bus.
You friends with Tone A?
Oh yeah, they did a video together. You ain't see Bone?
I don't want
to.
I did not want to see Bone on the video. I don't want to see that.
I googled it last night.
That's worse than Bone the comedian. You understand me?
You know what? Out of control. Out of control.
So what's that? I mean, do you get his fans? Do he get your fans? I know for a fact. I met him in Orlando, Florida. He was doing a radio station. I was doing a radio station. It was passing each other because they did his interview first.
Right.
And I was like, dude. My boy is a comedian. He's like Tone X. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, they get us mixed up all the time. So do you get that too?
First of all, I don't think he sounded that deep.
He did not.
When he talked to you.
He said, Tone X.
You know what?
Get out of here. What? You know him.
In the name.
You don't know him.
In the name. By the blood.
Shut your
by
mouth,
blood,
Rodney Perry.
No weapon.
Did he hold his
weapon? No weapon.
Shut your mouth,
okay,
Rodney Perry.
Throw your pearls.
Thank you. Did you say pearls?
Yeah. Pearls.
We lost it.
We did.
Why? You
think? I don't.
Oh, it might have been time.
No. I stretched the time to 2 hours.
Oh, so we still recording here. We good.
So, we go back and forth that all the time. I remember it was a poster in Charlotte. John P. Key and Tone.
Right.
For like New Year's or something. So everybody was calling me on the radio station. They were like, man.
You doing it.
I know you doing a show with John P. Key, boy. You know, I got to come see you with John P. Key. I was like, no.
Don't be looking for me.
Yeah, that's the gospel singer. Because when he walk out on stage, I don't want nobody to talk about what happened to Tone. No, that is Tone.
What happened to Tone?
That's Tone A. And Tone all, he used to have the X with the accent mark over.
Right.
And that's the only way you knew. Now, he's totally changed it. He totally flipped it. He doesn't even want to go.
I don't think
that,
he wear pants
that
no more. So look, Bone. Let's talk about this, guys. The other things we do on our respective journeys, and that's everything from what you did, early on, and then some of the other things that you do, even now, to make the ends meet as we evolve. I'll take y'all back in my journey. I managed an apartment building back in the day. Mm. I worked temp jobs. I worked at a model agency. I don't think y'all even know this.
Model?
I did not model, but I worked with models. And it wasn't models. Well, some of them was model models, but it was more like promotional models that you do. It send people out to the mall.
Yeah, they really sounded good. They wasn't models.
Because, they wasn't all tall. Little. Some of them was little. They wasn't porn stars. I would have told you that. Yeah, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Rodney Perry, ain't nothing in my life stopped me from telling y'all about porn. You understand me? But that's just a few of the things that I did. And then, I've written for different comedians. I've, written on TV shows. I've, co-hosted things. So
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some of the other things we do on our respective journeys.
Man, my first job, I was 15. I worked at a funeral home.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Jordan's Funeral Home in Wilmington, North Carolina, man. I did that. Then I went to Winn-Dixie. Do you remember Winn-Dixie?
Winn-Dixie, the grocery
store.
Yeah.
I used to be the best bagger in the building.
You ain't put the cans at the bottom.
Old ladies would seek me out to put their food in.
He know how to pack a bag.
He's not going to put the eggs with the canned goods like Charles did last week.
Charles did it.
Charles
would. They
know.
Used to tip me big, too. I used to compliment them. Some cute little stockings you got tied up on your knee like that.
Cute little stockings.
You're so nice. Here you go.
Take this.
Right.
For you.
Then I went to the military, of course. I was an engineer all overseas.
What branch?
Army.
Army.
Corps
United
Engineers at Red Castle.
Wow.
So anytime y'all go across that water, somebody need to send me a thank you card. Okay, I throw my address out at the end of the show.
Germany.
Right.
You went across the pond.
I went across the water. Black man's paradise. That's what they was calling it back then.
You still got any German left in you?
Just a little spreckens and Deutsch. and the German that I know, we can't say on the air because he's asking for some favors we don't need to talk
somewhere
about.
Somewhere there's a German upset.
Right.
Okay.
Most of the German I know got something to do with an article of clothing coming off.
Disrobe. I don't know what that is.
Garada out. You know what I mean? Henschen is chicken.
Henschen. Only a black man.
Oh, we would know that.
Hilarious.
We would know that, man.
Bone, some of the things.
I don't even know. I want to talk about my little job at Mailbox, et cetera.
Oh, you was at Mailbox?
Boy, I was throwing popcorn in boxes.
Really? You worked at Mailboxes, et cetera?
Mailboxes, et cetera. Where you want to ship this little old CD for $19.55?
Oh, God.
Oh, you want to get there tomorrow? Oh, that's an extra $78.
Wow.
You want to get
Have
there?
You ever done any jokes about this? I ain't never heard you talk about this.
I ain't never talked about that mailboxes, et cetera.
Hilarious.
Yeah, boy,
what type of people put they because you people pick up their mail at mailboxes, et cetera.
Yeah.
So what type of people have a mailbox, et cetera, mailbox?
People dodging the law.
Hello, I'm here to pick up my mail.
You trying to make sure that when they come looking for you, they can't come to your front door.
Right.
They tell you, hey, we looking for Lewis. Lewis. He got his address is, hey, we can't give that out. If you got some mail for him, you need to throw it in a mailbox. He said this is address right here. So where he at? Hey, man, I can confirm or deny if Lewis got a mailbox right here.
I wouldn't say that.
Man. So my little days at mailbox, et cetera. Then, of course, I was a substitute teacher. That's when I really learned.
Now, did you ever consider going full time?
I would have been. If comedy didn't work out, I was going to be a teacher. I'd be a principal right about now.
You'd be in charge.
Man, I'd be. What's his name?
Joe Clark.
Get those cones off those doors.
Man, I love it.
You when smoke I, crack, don't you? You've changed the school alma mater.
That's exactly what I was going to do. With my Texas flag.
Who told you to change that song? Who told you to change that song?
I be putting my little slang on it. You know, like they remade Steel Magnolias.
You be dad in the year, son.
Yeah, I'll be like, dad. Hey, told you to change that. That ain't the way we do it up in here. I'd be like, that ain't the way Joe Clark said. That's the way Bone said. I wouldn't be Bone. I would have been Principal Hampton.
Principal Hampton. That's got a nice ring.
Mr. Hampton, yeah.
And they be in another room laughing. Here come Bernard.
Here comes. I'd be like, who calling me by my first name? You don't know me like that, sir. My name is Mr. Hampton. You know how many years I went to go get this master? That's why you ain't going to be nothing.
Me and
doctor,
my daddy
doctor,
Googled
you.
You'd be Dr. Hampton by now.
I would have been Dr. Hampton.
You'd be Dr. Hampton.
Now, if I would have been a doctor, I might have made him call me Dr. Bone.
Dr. Bone.
Because that would have been cool.
For the ladies.
Dr. Bone.
For the ladies.
That's for the English teacher.
That's not Christian-like.
Let's do this. Let's do this, guys. Let's do this. We the show is going excellent. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. I'm talking with two of the funniest cats in the game, my man Tone X, my man Bone Hampton. Let's talk about the ladies, man. I know both of y'all is men of faith. X, I know you are married.
Yeah.
Bone, I know you are single, but you dabble in the Christian world. What's it like to be you, single man? You know, you ain't a bad-looking guy. You got your twists and whatnot, you know.
Twist it up.
You're
twist
slightly
it up.
Four-eyed, but, you know, that's good. You know, women like that. You got the goatee. You tall. You know, which you know nothing I've ever had to worry about.
Yeah.
What's it like to be a single man in the gospel world?
Just the hardest part of being a single man in the gospel world. You never know which one of them heifers gonna rat you up.
They gonna tell on you.
No.
Somebody else. That was a real deal right there.
Yeah. That was a real answer right there, baby. That was a money answer.
No, the hardest part is really, I'm a man, though.
Yeah.
And so my whole conversation is not always in the name of Jesus. And just trying to walk the line where nobody gets offended at a remark that I may make that is just a man remark.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem. When you try to make sure you don't make a man remark, sometimes you lose a woman that's a woman.
Right. She's looking for your man remark.
She's like, look, if you ain't going to tell me that I look good, then how am I supposed to know you ain't like the rest of them dudes?
Shut your mouth.
Girl, you know you look good today. Yes, you do. Hush it. Can we go out? Hello.
You know, they looking at me like, here we go again. Nobody straighter than you.
Here come Deacon Sugar Bowl.
Here we go. So, that's how. No, not Sugar Bowl.
He talking about when he want to walk me to my car. No, he want to walk Charles. Go ahead.
Charles keeps coming up in this car.
Charles, who is Charles?
Charles that got thrown under the bus. That's the hardest part. It's like trying to maintain your man of God integrity and dignity while also letting a woman know that she is a woman. That's the hardest because you don't know how they're going to take it. Like, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm not trying to take you astray. But just as Adam looked at Eve in the Garden of Eden and said, for this reason, a man shall leave his mama and daddy.
Right.
That's fineness talking right there. He wasn't thinking, oh, man, she's such a good woman. Matter of fact, I don't even think Adam knew Eve was a woman.
I think Adam was getting up in there trying to take his rib back.
I'm trying to get that rib back out.
Trying to take it back.
I'm trying to get this rib back out, you little kid.
Trying to make sure you don't give nobody no, you know, shooting no spiritual lines that you know you don't really mean. Girl, I shall see God's glory all upon you.
You know, the Lord told me you was going to be my wife.
For tonight. See what that about? I'm tapping out on that.
You a married man. You and your wife been together how many years?
5 years.
5 years. So
married.
Married, 5 years together.
14.
14?
You know the black arithmetic and the white arithmetic is different when it comes
to
marriage.
And y'all oldest is 26?
No.
No, that's a black relationship.
13, right. Your son's 31.
Y'all been together 9 years.
Been together 8 years. Nah, 13 and 2. What about that gap?
Yeah.
You know what the hard thing is, man? I mean, there ain't no secret. Spike Lee made a movie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do the right thing.
Okay. I'm sorry. You said
Spike Lee. That was 86. You back in 86.
Wrong movie, my bad.
Yeah, different movie.
Malcolm X, I don't know.
No, not that one either.
Boy, I don't know how you do it.
Look white, don't he, show?
I don't give up. I don't know how you do them white women. How you do it?
How you do it?
Nah, do the right thing.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing to do. It's the easiest thing to say to do, but it's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just, you know. I'm trying to, it's like an exam, man. I'm trying to keep as many red marks off my paper as possible.
You trying to get none?
Come on. My wife told me ain't no extra credit either. I got to study.
Yeah, you got to study. You got to know the answer.
Ain't no learning curve.
I was going to say, how the curve working for you?
Well, now that's a different story. Didn't I say I got two boys?
Yes.
The curve must be
working. The curve is in effect. Okay. Hey, y'all, it's Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We talking to two fools. Hey, okay, let's go here, guys. We got to talk politics.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I love about comedians, I believe a comedian should have a take on everything in culture, everything out there. The debates a couple of nights ago, the collective consensus is that Barack Obama lost, got tore up, got beat down. What's y'all take on the debates? And we'll start with you, X.
My take on the debates is everything is strategic. It's a series of debates.
Okay.
This ain't no one and done right here.
Mm-hmm.
Mitt Romney is like a good boyfriend at the beginning of the relationship. He say and do
all the right things.
But if you keep with him.
If you listen.
Let some time come into this thing. He about to kill himself with the same lies he came across as truth before. I mean, we know what Mitt Romney did. I mean, we listened to the tapes. We know he flip-flopped. He's been doing it for years.
Right.
So my thing is, if you use the debates to decide who you're going to vote for, you wouldn't vote no way.
Wow.
Because by this time, you know who you're going to vote for. The debate, to me, is entertaining. It's really entertaining because neither one of them, okay, a lot of times black folk think we got a black president, he's going to wave a magic wand, and all our problems are going to be gone.
Yeah, Obama can fix it.
No.
Obama fixed my alternator.
You got to fix it yourself. You know what I mean? And if Mr. Romney gets in the office, you still got to fix it. You might have to fix it more yourself, but you still got to fix it for yourself. So
I interviewed my man Roland Martin on this show on Rodney Perry Live a few weeks back. You guys, welcome to archive the episode. And he said something really interesting because, you know, when we start looking at politics, this becomes popular. When you start thinking about this time of year or this time every 4 years, we start talking about presidential politics, a lot of people get involved. But the reality is that politics happens every day.
Right.
Politics starts in your neighborhood. It starts in your home.
Right.
You know, and he broke it down to this most basis level. So what I want to pose, the next question I want to pose, in addition, if you can definitely answer the question about the debate, Bone, but when is there a different litmus test for Barack Obama because he's black? Is there a different set of rules for him?
Now, when you say set of rules for who?
Well, I was watching CNN today, and this lady, she was an expert on, they got all these different experts to analyze the tape from the debate.
Okay.
So this particular expert was analyzing body language, and basically what she was saying is that Mitt Romney was kind of,
you know, he was nervous. He was she really broke it down. You see, she showed how steady Barack Obama was. He really wasn't moving side to side. And you know, the layman was saying, well, Barack Obama looked off, but she was saying just the opposite.
Right.
But in her assessment of him, she was like, as a black man, it's certain things that he was probably trying to stay away from. And like they said, they wanted him more confrontational, but she said him being confrontational might have played against him simply because he was black. Right. Do you think that's true?
Absolutely true. You know, in anything, as a black man, you know, you got a different set of rules. You don't never get to do what the white dude next to you get to do. It's like just dealing with the police. You get pulled over, and you know you ain't did nothing wrong.
Hands out the window already, sir.
It's like, I know you ain't trying to challenge that police.
I'm still driving. My hands out the window.
You know what I'm saying? You know how? You know, the law says that when the police ask you, can I look in your trunk, you don't have to say, yeah. That's white people law.
That ain't yours.
That ain't no black man. I wish a black man would tell the police, no, you can't look in my car.
You going to jail.
It's like, well, guess what just popped up? Probable cause.
Wow.
So
That's so sad that that's absolutely true.
Hey, I got a son that's 3, and I'm having to teach him right
Your
now.
Your son ain't going to have the same rules. He's going to have half our rules.
I mean, my son, and I'm going to tell him, you need to figure out what side of you did the police see when they pulled you over.
Right, right, right. Did he see your curly hair? Your nappy hair?
Did he see light skin, or did he see a tan white dude? That's what you need to figure out. My son is interracial. That's why we talking about that.
Yes.
And you need to figure out. Because if he's
good looking boy, though.
If he's, oh, I ain't ashamed of him. He
I think
people.
I might want to take one of my daughters down just to see what they'll turn out. A little light skinned Perry look like.
You see a little light skinned Perry? It is a trip to see a little light skinned Hampton.
That's crazy.
Because it ain't nobody light skinned in the Hampton house. So when he comes through, post thing, I know he be looking like, dang, daddy, don't nobody in your house look like me either. Mm. And I'm like, I know, bugger. But yes, it's a different set of rules for Obama. I think the debate is irrelevant because I don't think Mitt Romney got anything in his arsenal to make black folks vote for him.
But he was very clear. He ain't even trying to get that vote. That's what the whole 47% comment was about, is that mm-hmm. it's a certain amount of people that I'm just not going to get. And so when you look at that, that's really a kind of a true remark. X, what do you think about this guy Mitt Romney, and he ain't even trying to get your vote?
He giving the Republicans something to hope for. He giving the Republicans something to feel good about. I mean, you got to understand, now last week they had him in the polls, 47%.
He was done.
They was like, why are you debating?
Why you showing up?
And these are Republicans talking. You're going to get on the debate and kill yourself. You're going to embarrass the whole party. Why don't you let the vice president do all of your debates to Mr. Romney? I mean, he was saying things like, I mean, he was aggressive, he was assertive, but then he's saying things like, Massachusetts is the number one school system in the country, and then you go do the research, and it's Maryland. So, I mean, you know.
Hey, I messed that up. My bad.
Right.
My bad.
But how long can you get away with that? You know what I mean?
Hey, plus, my health care plan has got provisions for people with existing illnesses. No, it don't.
He going to do away with Obamacare, but he ain't tell you what he going to replace it with. And plus,
I don't know that yet.
And plus,
ask me that.
The president was looking like he was looking. Because it was his wedding anniversary.
That's
right. You noticed he kept looking down at the phone because
like,
Michelle was sending him pictures on Twitter.
I'm glad you brought that
this
up.
What I got on that when you get to the house.
No,
he was like,
wasn't.
Look.
She was sending a picture?
Yeah, he was like, Michelle was like, this is what I'm wearing right now.
I think
he was
she
like,
was
the
on
hell
that
with
podium.
This debate.
You saying mobile. Okay, y'all out of control.
No, he said, I don't even want to be here. This is my wedding anniversary.
Michelle, you see, I'm working up.
How much more time I got on this question?
Yeah.
I need to go.
Now let's talk about the debate format. The Lehrer, the oldest commentator, somebody put this on my Facebook page. They said, and I quote, how did the uncle from the Adams family end up
Uncle
running
Festus?
The vampire. What's his name? What's the vampire name? Reese, you know
exactly who you're talking about, too.
God damn.
Let me go. Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, but how did he get to run a day? And he was so not in charge.
At all.
I want to see Candy Crawley, what she going to do.
You need to let somebody moderate like Michael Eric Dyson.
Dang, first of all, Michael Eric Dyson liked to listen to himself talk too much. That motherfucker. The president be like, can you shut the fuck up and let me ask a question? No, that's the last. He'll tie it into hip hop some kind of way. Look, Mr. President,
Let's say Tupac was still alive. You'd be like, what? My excitement is so off the chain.
Now, here's another thing about the debate. You got to remember, Obama is president.
Yes.
The last time we had a debate, it was McCain and Obama. Neither one of them was president, so none of them came in with more authority than the other.
Right.
Obama is like, y'all can treat me like a nigger if you want to.
But,
and we will.
I'm president. So I don't have the answer to you, Romney, and I ain't got the answer to this PBS dude out here either. So it's going to be interesting to see if any moderator can really put him in check. Because Obama been fighting all 4 years to make people understand.
I got to fight every night to prove my love for America.
So let me ask y'all this. Okay, the Big Bird comment. Romney said he cutting everything, including PBS and Big Fucking Bird.
My son jumped off the bed when he came. He jumped off the bed, went got his Cookie Monster stuffed animal, and said, "Hell no, Daddy!" And he only two. Hell no! I let him say it. I didn't even get upset. First of all, Mr. Romney, you gonna cut public broadcasting? First of all, reading Rainbow. Let me tell you something. LeVar's
not gonna stand for
it. He's looking for you right now. Cause if you cut that residual check,
he still get paid.
He go back to the grocery store. But what I'm telling you is that little budget that you talk about ain't enough. That's like saying you're gonna put a Band-Aid on an air leak on a tire, and that's gonna patch it. And then number two, the private funding of PBS is gonna keep it on.
Right.
It's privately funded. You got millionaires. You got people with money.
They have telethon.
That pour money into PBS.
I said $8 you talking
about
last
the,
year.
Did you?
Yeah.
You talking about the federal budget? Okay. Well, take it away. The Sesame Street still gonna be on.
Come on, dog.
I don't even know where that comment came from. Like, Bone, that was so profound.
Bone, what did your son think about the absence of Big Bird? Like, it's a serious question.
Right, it's for real.
Because, you know, my son is caught in the middle.
Yeah. He's
stuck in the middle.
He's over there watching the debate at his mom and them house.
The Republican.
Conservative hawk. Republican. Came on.
The only part of them that's Democrat is him.
Right.
He came on talking about daddy. Mom and them don't even care about Big Bird. They tripping over there.
Crazy, man.
Look at me like, daddy, you had to do something about this because mom and them don't care. I was trying my best not to make my son a racist.
Yeah.
I hope the people are just, you know, I hope people are just registered to vote. I hope even if you think you're registered to vote like me.
Check it out.
Atlanta. Check it out just to make sure you don't want to have the dumb face when you go to vote. Of course, I'm involved with the Hip Hop Caucus and the Respect My Vote campaign with Reverend Yearwood and 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz.
But we're just trying to make sure everybody is registered to vote because I don't care who you vote for, but just make sure you
don't
vote.
Lie, don't you got, lie,
you got
don't
a website
lie,
for the Hip Hop Caucus?
You care who they vote for, don't lie.
I really don't. I just want
just
to
get registered.
Yeah, because we want it to be a ripple effect for generations. You know?
Barack say, don't boo, vote.
Al Sharpton say, this election right here ain't just about
I can't
about
talk to him
until
he gained his weight back. Let me tell you something. Al Sharpton
really,
looks like he on that narcotic.
Would you leave Uncle Al alone, man?
He not my uncle. I don't have nobody in my family that's 88 pounds. What? Al head is, and he ain't lost no head. Did he get the bypass?
No, he just lost weight. Just
Al ain't worked out.
Ronnie, don't hate on Al.
I'm going to tell you why I know Al ain't worked out, because his hair still looks the same. His hair's incredible, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a hairdresser.
His hair's incredible. He got some brand new teeth. Al had a whole makeover.
He used to do James Brown's hair.
I know.
You know his hair always going to be together.
James Brown told him, hey, Al, you can't hang with me unless you do your hair. Say, and they've been together. They're friends.
Let me tell you something about this debate.
Break it down.
About this presidential race.
Go ahead, Dan.
The history has shown it's more Democrat voters than Republicans.
Is that right?
It's more Democrat. Because whenever we get mad enough, we win. Clinton, Obama. Now, the worst thing that the Republicans can do, they don't even realize this, when everybody thought Romney was dead, Democrats didn't think they needed to come out and vote in order to make sure Obama won. Now they're making all this noise about Romney. The Democrat voters don't come out and be like, wait a minute, we thought we could chill. But now you telling us he hot?
Yeah.
Oh, we need to go back after and vote.
Now this gonna be the last question on this subject, especially with two spiritual men in the room. Let's there are religious leaders around the country that saying they are gonna stay home from the polls at this election not to vote for Romney and not to vote for Obama because of his stance on gay marriage. Well, how stupid is these motherfuckers?
I don't get that.
Can I just throw it out like that?
I mean, you can if you want to. I just don't understand it.
Bone, what's your take on that, man?
It's a lack of faith move. It's a thing of you got to get in deeper with God. If you, a no decision is a decision, and I have never known God to work on a no decision.
Wow.
God always is saying, this is what you're going to do.
Do something.
And then you're going to trust me to make that right. Now, I say to any religious leader, I'm having a hard time with one man is claiming his Christianity with flaws. Another man is claiming his Mormonism. I'm like, so.
What do the Mormons believe?
I know a whole bunch of wives.
That black shouldn't stay in Utah. That's what they believe.
Yes, they believe.
Except unless you play for the Jazz.
That's the only way they can
say. That's Karl Malone, man.
Karl Malone's still there.
I saw him in the airport last week.
Well, I just say from my own experience, you get approved by three white girls in Utah, you can stay as long as you want to.
Salt Lake.
Hilarious.
Just need three.
What would you say to that pastor? You know, you're on the caucus. What would you say to that pastor to encourage him to vote?
Man, don't tell me that you ain't going to vote because of Obama's stand on gay marriage. And I'm looking at the minister of music up there direct the male choir right now, knowing.
Oh. Everybody hold
knowing,
it.
Oh. Knowing.
Look at me.
Okay.
Look at me.
Wait, look at me.
Look at me.
No.
Why he clap his hands and his fingers don't touch?
Look at me.
So it's hard for me to believe that one right there, man. I'm like Bone. You just don't want to make a decision. It's just voting. If you even want to look at it as the lesser of two evils, that's fine. Look at it like that.
Yeah.
But just make a choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make a choice. And what have you done so stellar in your life, sir, to take a stance like that?
One of the big points under Republicans' side is the fact that the unemployment numbers had not dropped under 8%. Today, the jobs numbers came out, and when they're at 7.8%, and, you know, according to CNN, MSNBC, and a lot of the news outlets today, that number is still adjusting and may even hash out to be lower than that.
Right.
144,000 jobs this past month. And one thing they were saying is that, you know, they looked at last month's numbers, and that was right after the debate. Now, what they're saying now is that some kind of way the numbers are being tampered with and messed with. What do y'all think about that?
You mean the way Bush did down in Florida with the numbers? Is that what we're talking about?
We know it can be done.
You've already seen it been carried out once before.
Yeah, if we know. Come on, baby.
Nah, man. I mean, of course they
go. If he was going to, I say this, if he was going to tamper with numbers, why not do it last month when it was after the debate? You know, I mean, after the DNC, and if he was going to mess with numbers, that's the numbers he should have messed with.
Why we can't just be fine with the numbers being 7.8% under a black man being president? Yeah. Why we just can't keep it right there?
Right.
Why it's always got to be something behind it? Or he working with the numbers? Like he really got that much power now? He working with the numbers?
Now, y'all. Just one answer, one word answer. Did Barack Obama win or lose the debate, in your opinion, Bone?
No, he lost the debate.
For sure.
He lost,
For sure. Just on presentation.
Yeah.
Substance, you can never trust Romney anyway. But substance-wise, he lost. Obama won. Obama won for substance. But, I mean, Romney, right? You just can't trust him.
Giants was 8-8 when they won their last Super Bowl.
Tone X, Obama win or lose the last debate?
He lost it.
He lost it.
In the traditional form of debate, he lost it. Like Young Guru just said.
Young Guru. Young Reese.
Jay-Z's engineer in here, baby. This is big.
Y'all don't know about this. Right, they ain't ready.
They ain't ready. But like he said, as far as the substance, he won. If you listen to what Obama was talking about, it boiled down, it boiled down to the we I syndrome.
Uh-huh.
Obama speaks we. Mitt Romney speaks I. And it's always like I ask my wife, really, what does someone worth $250 million really have in common with me, Bone? I mean, really, What can we talk about?
We don't even.
Do we understand how much I enjoy going to Walmart or when he called me a fool? Right. What can we talk? His wife talking about it's a struggle. She used to struggle. I say, what was the struggle? The private jet ran out of gas?
I only had one masseuse. And Enrique had to deport him. And my back, I had a mean crook in it.
All right, y'all. Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. We got a call on the line from the 708 area code, Chi-Town. You on live, Roddy Perry Live.
Hey, what's happening, brother? I'm enjoying the dialogue that you guys are having, and I see that you're doing your test show, and I just wanted to participate. I have a show here on Blog Talk Radio, but I wanted to comment a bit about...
Before you even comment, what's your name? And tell me the name of your show. Shout your show out, man.
Dino Dean Show, D-I-N-O-D-E-A-N Show. We get it in every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And thanks for giving me the shout out.
Absolutely.
But I just want to comment briefly about President Barack Obama. I felt that personally he was a little bit rusty.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that Mitt Romney had the advantage of having to be able to debate during the primary.
He has the advantage. Let me tell you what he got, Dino. He has the advantage of being unemployed. He was off. Somebody off work ain't got to do nothing all day but think about Barack Obama. You know, Barack really, and Tim, what you think, Dino, Barack looked tired. He looked physically tired.
Barack looked tired. I really didn't care for his body language as Mitt Romney was speaking about his counterpoints. President Obama had his head hung, and his body language seemed pretty...
He was reading his notes.
Well...
Don't do that. You say don't do that.
He has to keep his head up.
Right.
Mitt Romney had notes as well, and he kept his head up. You know, it's chest,
but
not chest.
But see, this is what nobody is saying, Dino. Mitt Romney's standing there with his face frozen a smile the whole time. And I'm like, this don't look real either. I said, it looked like he was letting off little silent farts when he was standing up there.
No doubt. But I'd like to end on this note. I believe that there are two more debates. So everybody that's worried about President Obama's performance Wednesday, don't worry about it. He'll do better.
Now, Dino, you seem like a man that's been paying attention to the whole landscape. Who do you like in this vice presidential debate? Because let me tell you something, what you're not going to get out of the vice president is somebody that's not going to be confrontational. I wouldn't be surprised if, what's his name?
Joe Biden
run over there and slap him in the face. Joe Biden.
Hey, young fella, you don't even know me like that. Whop!
Joe Biden looking for a fight.
Oh, man. That's going to be a good one, though. I think that's going to be a good debate, man. What do y'all think? What's going to happen to this, the one and only vice presidential debate? Race?
Oh, Biden definitely is going to say what the president can't.
Yeah.
That's his job.
Exactly.
Day one. So it might be some four-letter words up in there. I mean, everything. So
you know
somebody
Biden
might
do.
Get cut.
You know, Biden was the one that came out. Like, I don't know what Obama waiting to say. He down for gay marriages. So, you know, Biden, he going to say some stuff.
Right.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
And he know what he's doing in those debates. But Biden's career debate record is flawless. You understand?
He don't ever lose.
He like Ted Kennedy. You don't want to debate against this boy right here. And you know he going to fluster that young boy. But I will say now.
That young boy ain't
that
no punk
boy,
either.
That young boy ain't no joke. He got some little tricks up his sleeve, too. Don't think him and Mitt ain't texting trying to get this thing to go.
I wonder what the Latin community, if any of our Latin listeners are listening, please call in because they are deliberately serenading the Latin people, you know what I mean? Whether it's Democrat or Republican, have you tripped off of that? They got the Republicans got their little Mexican Puerto Rican guys and girls,
right.
And the Democrats have them too. But they are the whitest Latins I've ever seen in the world. I want some black. I want some real Mexican. I want the guy that cuts my grass to represent the Democrat. Cause he texts me
really?
In Spanish.
Really?
Yes. He said, I say, I was like, dude, you gotta text me in English, cause I don't know what the hell it says.
He texts you everything in Spanish except Obama.
And then this is how he tell me he gonna edge my lawn. he typed that. Brrr. That means he gonna edge up. Hey, you know what? Hey, man, we got to wind this show down. It's been a great show today.
The Latinos cussing us out right now.
Yeah, yeah. Hola to all my Latin brothers and sisters. That's all I got. I'm working on my Spanish to English dictionary, so next week.
Areola?
I said hola.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, you know, I'm a big fan of that as well.
Areola.
Tonex, what's going on, man? Where can people check you out?
Hey, man, please follow me on Twitter because my son say I'm not doing a damn thing.
Wait a minute.
Okay, he looked at Nicki Minaj page. He said, Daddy, Nicki Minaj got 3 million followers. I said, let me tell you something. If your daddy looked like Nicki Minaj, I'd have 3 million followers, too. As a matter of fact, if your mama looked like Nicki Minaj, you'd have four more brothers running around the house right now because I bees in the trap. You understand what I'm saying?
What you do?
I bees in the trap. Just so listen, bees. Follow me, man, at Tone X Comedy. Follow me on Twitter.
I like the fact that you were tweeting.
My friend Rodney Perry got me into the Twitter world. My wife had been on me, but my man Rodney Perry stayed on me and made me feel so out of date with technology. Rodney was like, why don't you just ride around with quarters in your ashtray looking for a payphone in Atlanta if you're not going to tweet.
Right.
So now Rodney does have me tweeting. I'm trying to get my Twitter game up, so follow me on Twitter. Check me out on Bounce TV's new comedy series, Off the Chain, that's hosted by my man, Rodney Perry.
Oh, yeah.
I think that comes out in October.
October 22nd is the first episode, and might I tell you, as they were picking the comedians, right, and they were kind of putting people in pecking order, they were like, these are the guys we expect to do well. These are the guys that's going to be probably middle of the road. These are the guys that are probably not going to do really great. And I looked on that list, and I'm like, maybe they don't know because they had X in the little pile of the Rudy Poop.
Not the Rudy Poop.
I'm going to keep it real. They had X, Tone X, in the pile of the Rudy Poop. And I'm like, y'all don't know this dude. I done toured with this dude. I know what he capable of. But I said, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to let him say it. And, dude, you walked out on that stage.
Mm.
You walked out on that stage and probably had one of the best sets of the season. Yeah. I cannot wait for y'all to see this man perform. Dude, you brought it like – and to see you walk and collect your thoughts beforehand and you were so measured and so paced and so flawless – top to bottom, it's one of the best sets I ever saw on television, dog. Well done. Y'all see it. October 27th, Bounce TV, my man Tonex.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Well done.
And the last thing, man, and I appreciate that love too, man.
Yeah.
The last thing, I co-host the Spanky Brown Show.
Spanky.
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on TenacityRadio.com. The funniest supposed to be about sports show.
Supposed to be.
On the internet. You understand what I'm telling you? We might talk about
it. So how do we find it? How do we find it?
You can go to TenacityRadio.com.
Okay.
Click on to the Spanky Brown Show. Hit that listen
live. So I'm going to have to know how to spell.
And check it out.
T-E-N-A-S-I-T-Y.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
T-E-N-A-C-I-T-Y.
You're going to have to go back and watch that movie, Killing in the Beat.
T-E-N-A-C-I-T-Y.
And that's going to help you out, because I think that's the one she lost on.
Tenacity. Akilah, get your ass out of here. All right, Bone. Bernard Hampton, Bone X. Bone X. Bone, comedian Bone, at comedian Bone on Twitter. Man, what's going on?
At Bone Hampton on Twitter. I'm really loving my Facebook, too. That's the real Bone Hampton. And if you're trying to remember all of it, just go to bonehampton.com. Bonehampton.com. You can see all the fun and new stuff I'm doing. And for those of us in the Southeast, Southwest region, right about now, they running a Church's Chicken commercial.
Oh, that's right.
That I unbooked. So when you looking at the Church's Chicken commercial, you like, man, that dude sounds just like the dude on Rodney Perry Live. That was me. I'm selling a Big Tex chicken sandwich, so me and Church's Chicken kind of cool right now.
Big Tex.
So that's how you can see me. And I'm always trying to get out on tour. I'm doing a cruise in November.
Oh, nice.
I'm just saying that to say it because it's too late to get the ticket. If you ain't saved your money up, you can't go on that cruise in November.
Right.
You have to catch me next year on the cruise.
Hello.
And I probably will be at your local church at some time telling jokes, trying to help y'all raise money.
When you coming to the mosque, I'm tired of you telling me you're going to make it and you ain't got there yet. I got the brothers waiting.
Because I keep asking you to teach me how to tie that bow tie.
He won't do it. He don't know either.
Let me tell you something.
Give him the book.
I carry a book around with me.
Give him the book.
14 ways to tie a necktie. Because this gentleman sitting to your right, Mr. Rodney Perry, if you saw any of my suits and you paid attention to my knots and my ties on the Monique show the first two seasons, any tour date with Monique, Rodney Perry tied it.
Over 150 knots.
That was a Rodney Perry knot, but now I carry the book because I tied my own damn knot. Yeah. Matter of fact, Bone, I tied this one to the
That's a funky phrase. Why did you the ball up your bitches? All right, y'all. It's been an incredible show today. Y'all have been off the chain.
Hey. He got stressed. We got to
talk about them ties. I can't.
He got stressed and balled up his head.
My name is Rodney Perry. My guest for the day, Tone X,
Bone Hampton.
Yeah. Super duper funny gentleman. Seek them out. Follow them on Twitter. Hit their Twitters and tell them y'all heard them right here. The show has been crazy today. Right. We were completely live today. Thanks to Dino for calling in. Yep. Thanks to Madeline Smith, my man, Reese.
Young Guru,
and the whole Smith family, and thank
get you. Your hands out my pocket.
Thanks to my wife for letting me out here today. Y'all have been incredible. That is our show. Y'all stay blessed. We are out. October 22nd, Bounce TV, off the chain.
Off the chain. Hosted by Rodney Perry.
That's too much power for one man.